Now, what does the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association say about BBAC? Well, first, the American College of Cardiology and American Heart Association don't call it BBAC. They call it perioperative beta blockade. Secondly, the ACC and AHA have a slightly more limited inclusion criteria for perioperative beta blockers than we are suggesting. First, you must understand that the indications for therapies are divided up into classes by the level of evidence supporting them at the time of the report. Class 1 indications are for conditions where there is evidence and are general agreement that a given procedure or therapy is useful and effective. Class 2 conditions are for situations where there's conflicting evidence and or a divergence of opinion about the usefulness or efficacy of performing the procedure or therapy. Class 2A, where the weight of evidence or opinion is in favor of the usefulness or efficacy. Class 2B, the usefulness or efficacy is less well established by the evidence or opinion. And Class 3 are conditions for which there is evidence and or general agreement that a procedure or therapy is not useful or effective, and in some cases may be harmful.